Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 309 in that continuing series. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 39 our temperature, cloud cover, kind of windy, blustery out there today. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web, mychasm.com. You bet. And Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there means it's time for our next edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 309. Our guest is in the studios, and right now we're going to say good morning to Mr. Smiley Wilczek. Smiley, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
That's awesome.
Hello, Cy, and good afternoon, KASM listeners.
Well,
hail from New Ulm.
Very good. Yes, all the way in from New Ulm. Boy, that's quite a treat to have one of our guests come in the studios anytime, but to come all the way up from New Ulm. I was just down there a couple of weeks back at the Oktoberfest, and that's where we ran into you. Great time in New Ulm, isn't it?
Yeah, and you made sure to latch on to me before I disappeared, too.
That's right.
That's why I'm here today.
That's great. Well, Smiley is a great concertina player, and folks want to find out all about you. So take us back to the beginning. Where were you born and raised?
I was born about 5 miles south, my home farm, 5 miles southwest of New Ulm, called Siegel Township, 1948. And to go ahead a little farther from there, in 1958, I was writing tunes down that I heard on the local radio station on the shop wall.
Uh-huh.
And my dad would ask me if it was, or what for, in English.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, someday I'm going to play them. And lo and behold, 2 years later, I took up the concertina, and the rest is history. The names are still on the shop wall.
Are they really?
Yes,
they are. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's fascinating. So born and raised in the New Ulm area then?
Yes.
And
We have 8 kids and mom and dad, so we were 10 at the table, rather crowded.
Oh, yeah.
Farm site, started out with dairy, and then we went to beef in 1954.
Okay. All right. Go to school at all in New Ulm, or where did...
Not in New Ulm. The first 8 grades, we had to go to a farm school that was about a mile and a half away.
Okay.
And I remember fairly distinctly, we weren't allowed to speak German in that school. We had to learn the English language.
Okay.
Especially the older students there. They were all speaking German out on the playground.
Uh-huh.
But that was not allowed in the classroom.
Really? Wow. That's amazing from the way things are nowadays. Wow. Mm-hmm. No kidding. So, okay. Did you go on to high school or anything then? Any college or...
Well, yes, we had to go to town school, what at the time we called town school, to a parochial school.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I got the nickname Smiley.
Oh, really?
Because I would speak some German to some friends of mine, relation on the playgrounds, and the teachers did not like that.
They didn't, huh?
So they commenced to disciplining me, and I'd just sit there in the school desk and smile at them, and...
And it stuck.
Yeah. Kids were cruel back then.
Oh, yes.
That time, and they started calling me Smiley, and
uh-huh.
I gave them puffy lips when they called me Smiley.
There you go. All right. So did you take any band in school at all?
No. Never had the opportunity.
Never did.
I don't believe any of the family members ever took band.
Okay.
My oldest brother played accordion for a couple of years, and my next oldest brother attempted to play a concertina.
Okay.
And then I sort of took over because Pa said if I practiced enough, I wouldn't have to do chores.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's what I did then. I stayed in the house when the rest of the kids were doing chores.
All right.
And that only worked for about a year because then, you know, there's too much rivalry. Why don't I have to work outside?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that came to an end.
Okay, all right. So did you have to do any time in the service, military or any of that?
I went into the Army Reserve in 1966, the spring of 66.
Okay.
For 6 years, Mankato.
Okay.
Go to Mankato. And then 2 weeks every summer for summer camp.
Sure, sure.
And well, 4 or 6 months at Fort Leonard Wood.
Okay. Well, we thank you for serving. Always appreciate our military people. So always want to make note of that.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. So then you picked up the concertina, started playing, practicing. When did you get into starting to play jobs, and when did you pick up?
Well, going back to practicing, I had to go to an elderly neighbor. His name was Wenzel Fisher. And I look back at it now, he was an old man.
Uh-huh.
He was a real old, stubborn German. And I look back at it, and he was 60 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 12 years older than he is now.
Yeah.
But man, he was an old man.
Uh-huh.
And he said I would only take about 10, 12, 14 lessons, and then you have to leave because he was a firm believer you should only give a so and so many lessons, otherwise you start imitating or mimicking the teacher.
Oh.
And he didn't want that. He always said it in German, it has to come from the heart.
Oh, okay. Okay. And he was from the area, from New Ulm too then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He sold Star concertinas. That's why I have one.
Okay. Very good. And you happen to bring some concertinas along today.
Yes,
and that's what you play. You have two Cs along. You've got a Star.
A 1937 Star. That's the original concertina Dad bought me in 1961.
Okay.
And then because of an injury to my hand, I play a lighter concertina, a double reed Pearl Queen in 1927.
Okay.
There are a few buttons missing on it, but I can still make it play.
You can get around it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, then, starting to play, did the Bachfest boys become right away then, or was that somewhere down the line?
No. Coming back to practicing, I was going to quit playing.
Okay.
And then my mother, she still drums today, she bought a set of drums. And
uh-huh.
She knew how to play because she played piano and guitar. And she would just make it sound horrible. And then she'd ask me, she'd still call me Alan, then, can you show me how this tune goes? Well, then I started picking up the concertina again. She was secretly keeping me playing because I wanted to quit because
almost,
beer in high school come along.
Yes. See? Almost like reverse psychology.
That's what she did to me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh.
So then we formed a we had a bass player, too, from St. George, and we went out as a threesome, then playing in all the three joints Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
For a couple of years. And then in 1964, I got a phone call from a band leader in Winnebago. And that was Christmas Eve. We just came home from some celebration or church, and I had to audition over the phone. My mom held the receiver, and I played. Then I was hired. My first professional job then with a band was New Year's Eve in 1962 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Two or three in Estherville, Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yep.
My goodness.
And the rest is
history.
Is
yep.
History.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, the Bachfest boys are pretty well known. I mean, folks mm-hmm. Talk about them at Oktoberfest in New Ulm. We got the disc here, and we're going to play some of that after the interview. When did the Bachfest boys, was that you that formed them or
no.
Combination
on 1973.
Okay.
We started and we're still playing together.
And still are today.
Three
yeah.
of the original musicians. What
okay.
is that? 50.
73.
Yeah.
27 and 19. About 46 years.
46 years we've
yeah.
been together.
Wow. That is yeah. very good. And, you guys do get around. You, play a lot of places, huh?
Oh, yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You bet.
And 30 years ago, we would have never in any way think we'd still be playing.
Today yet. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fascinating when you look back.
And it's a compliment to you because if you think about it, the industry is somewhat declining. The ballrooms are going away. Yeah, there's still some bands that are very active and still finding places to play. But for the most part, we'd have a full page or two in our local paper here of dances that were available to go to on the weekend years ago. Now, maybe there's two or three ads here or there, but it's really a lot less.
We had to keep up with the times back then in the middle 70s. We were a pretty versatile band. We had to play a lot of disco, if you remember that. In
disco
the late
music,
70s,
yeah.
Early 80s.
Yes, yeah.
So we had to cater to the crowd, even though a lot of ballrooms were closing.
Yep, yep.
We're still going today.
You bet. Get a chance to play in George's Ballroom in New Ulm over the years?
That was a learning.
Was it?
That was a learning curve. He was a lot of people didn't care for him, but he was a shrewd ballroom operator. He made it.
He did, huh?
You had to take your 15-minute breaks.
Okay.
If not, you got a real bright flashlight shining in your face. Or then, I believe he always said he cut off your power because he didn't make any bar sales when the people are dancing.
Ah, okay.
So you had to take that break, and we always had to end with some rock and roll.
Okay.
Because then everybody wanted to go up and buy a drink.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay.
And you had to start to set out usually with some country music, some, what do you call that, slow, sappy music.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
So people would come up and get a drink to get a courage up to ask a lady to go dance.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's the kind of operator he was.
Oh, yes, okay. Some other fun places that you played over the years that you want to mention?
Oh, boy, I never thought of that. Well, we were booked quite often, like by the year, like every first Saturday at the ballroom in Marshall, Minnesota.
Oh, okay, sure.
And different ballrooms like that, always the first Saturday, second Saturday, different ballrooms.
Sure, sure. Mankato, they had the Cato Ballroom.
Oh, yes.
Get over there.
Yeah.
Bellray Ballroom in New Brighton, Minnesota.
No.
Didn't get
never
there.
Never been there, no.
Schlieff's Little City, Prom Ballroom, any of those?
Schlieff's. And I was going to mention one in Austin,
oh, yeah.
Minnesota. I think they closed a few years ago, and Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Wells, and they're just reopening now.
Okay. I guess
there's a market for it.
So. Sure, sure. Just a couple of them going right now that I know of in the area. Glencoe, Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe.
Yep.
Doing a good job over there. And
the Riverside in Carver.
Oh, still gone. Good, good.
I once showed up there. See, a trick was at one ballroom, you couldn't bring your own beer.
Oh.
See, when the sales at the bar.
Oh, sure.
Well, I'd be carrying a concertina in one hand and a case, my concertina case in the other.
Yeah.
And the guy would say, hey, we got two concertinas tonight. He didn't know that I had a case of beer in the concertina.
Oh, yes.
So we arrived at the Riverside Ballroom in Carver, and they opened up the box. No concertina. The case of beer was in there.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh. We didn't have cell phones at the time, but here the ballroom operator overheard that, and he went upstairs because his son was playing concertina, and he brought down an identical concertina to this 37 star.
Really? Wow.
Saved the evening.
Oh, great story.
How did that happen? I never know.
My goodness. My goodness. Well, Smiley, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back and put you to work on one of those concertinas. How's that?
That'd be mighty fine, sir.
All right. So Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, reminding you that October is Pork Month. And the St. Joe Meat Market is proud to be the featured retailer of the week this week on KASM. Listen in all week to Chasm for your chance to win delicious pork products from the St. Joe Meat Market. It's Halloween this week, a great time to come into the St. Joe Meat Market for some unadvertised spooktacular specials. And the brat of the week this week is just right for the upcoming hunting season. It's our smoked hunter brat, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned with our special hunter brat seasoning, and then smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. They are delicious in the frying pan, in the oven, microwave, or on the grill. The smoked hunter brat is probably our hottest and spiciest brat that we make. They are especially good diced up in a casserole or a hot dish. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. And as always, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, thanking you for your patronage. Smiley, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. You know, Wally Pickle was my very first guest way back in 2013. We got this idea to do this interview thing before the musical treat for Dancing Feet, where we play music by one band. And so Wally agreed to do the program. And so my brother, who owns the St. Joe Meat Market along with Chasm, they decided to put up a meat package and award that to the guest for being on the show. Well, 309 shows later, it's still going, and sounds like everybody has been very satisfied with their meat package. And we brought one along for you today and hope that you enjoy it in good health with those around you. How's that sound?
That sounds rather well.
Okay.
I'll have my daughter, we'll share the package, okay?
That sounds very good.
And before I play a number, I wanted to mention when you're growing up, musicians, they always have certain idols they want to emulate or whatever.
Yeah.
And my first one was Eddie Lashzinski from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
He later changed his name to Eddie Lash. I believe you play some of his recordings.
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, as a 14-year-old kid, I thought, I can't achieve that because he was out of this world.
Uh-huh.
I believe he has passed. Then the next guy was Johnny Gogg.
Oh, Johnny.
He was sort of my idol for years. Then he moved away from New Ulm in, I don't know, in the 60s sometime. So I took over Don Klossner. He was my next idol.
Yeah.
So this first tune I'm going to play is Buttons and Bellows. He wrote that, I believe, in 1958. Played it on a B-flat concertina. I hope I won't get corrected.
And but he recorded it with Swede Wagner with the Babe Wagner Band. Yes, I've got that recording here. Yeah.
Excellent recording.
You bet.
So I'll play that so I won't take up too much time. I won't have any repeats. I'll just play
okay.
it through once.
Sure. That sounds good.
Go ahead.
Smiley Wilczek with the Buttons and Bellows Landler. Check with the Buttons and Bellows Land there. Very, very nice. Boy, you mentioned some great names there, concertina players. Donnie Klossner still playing yet, still
yes.
in good shape. And Johnny Gogg. We had Johnny on the program a couple of years ago. It was the same year that he passed away.
Okay.
But, boy, what a great concertina player with, well, back in the days with the Six Fat Dutchmen. Did some great recording there. And then formed their own band. They did the Cuts and Jammers there for some years.
With Derek Kamek.
Derek Kamek on the bass. You bet.
You
did you ever get a chance to play with any of those great bass horn players at all over the years?
Oh, yes, off and on.
Have you? Hillary Haig, Derek Kamek, any of those guys?
Oh, yeah. I can't recall all the names.
All of
right
the different ones. We've got some good ones up in this area. Jay Patterson.
Yes.
Also, Ron Eichmeyer in the area plays wonderful bass horn. And Gary Bakkenstos, he's going to be up with Polka Beats today up at Sox Center.
Sox Center,
that
yeah.
big concert up there.
I should go up there after this.
Yeah, some very good musicians, you bet. So
I was going to go back and mention, too, when I took lessons from Wenzel Fischer, he always made sure I used my little finger.
Oh, really?
He says it's constructed for all four fingers.
Okay.
And it was a hard not habit to get into, but I still to this day.
You can use all four of them. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that one gets down in those high notes, 12 and a 15, and some of those keys down in the bottom. And I myself, I was taught by Betty Wolf, Betty and the Deutschmeisters.
Yes.
I took lessons for 5 years, and she also wanted to use all the fingers.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. And so it wasn't easy. That was hard to do.
Yes, it was.
Because that little finger doesn't want to. That's kind of the lazy one on the hand, I think.
He always said he's going to chop it off, so I made sure I used it, boy.
My goodness. Well, that's very good. So that was Buttons and Bellows on that Star concertina.
1937.
1937 Star. Now we're going to go back 10 years, huh? 27.
1927 Pearl Queen.
Pearl Queen. What do you got up next, Smiley?
I don't know the name of it. I think... Tony's.
Tony's Polka?
Anyway, the reason I had to go to this lighter concertina is in 2011, the day I retired, turned 63,
uh-huh.
I was involved in an auto accident and that sort of ruined my right hand.
Oh, okay.
So a lighter concertina is lots easier to play.
Sure, yeah.
I'll start this one out if I remember it.
Okay. Smiley Wilczek and one called Tony's Polka on the 1927 Pearl Queen. And Smiley, you don't have any music in front of you. Do you read music at all?
Oh, no. I really can't read a note, an E or F.
So you learn by ear from the start, huh?
Mostly, and you have to cheat with numbers.
Oh, okay.
Mostly the numbers on the notes. Then going back when I joined the Slim Cults Orchestra in 67, I believe.
Okay.
When my former teacher died, Wenzel Fischer, I more or less took his place in about a year.
Okay.
We always played at the Sherburne Lakeside Ballroom.
Okay.
And we'd meet at Cults' Corner and pack up all the instruments in his trailer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have two big satchels of music.
Okay.
And Slim always said, "You don't need that music." Well, lo and behold, we forgot to load it up once at Cults' Corner down at Sherburne.
Uh-huh.
And no music, and I panicked. So the first hour, I more or less, the sweat was dripping off me.
Yeah.
3 more hours, we were done packing up. And then Slim, behind his drum case, he says, "Oh, here the music is."
Uh-huh.
He just wanted to prove to myself that I could do it.
That you could do
it. He brought it along just in case.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was about the last time I ever used music, 45, 50 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Great story. My goodness. Real life experiences. I mean, that's what a guy goes through. And that's what makes this program so popular, because people will come and tell their stories. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. awesome. That is really awesome. So before we run out of time, I want to ask you a little more about the Bockfist Boys, because
yes.
that's your claim to fame these days, I think. And so, yeah, you guys did perform at the Oktoberfest down in New Ulm. A couple of times were you performing?
Yes, usually every weekend now for 30 some years. Every
okay.
weekend.
Several times. You were downtown. You were at the hotel, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So people could see you. Mention the other musicians in the band.
Well, we have Scott Sparlin. He's the lead, the front man.
Okay.
He has the gift of gab.
Oh, okay.
He and sells the show.
He does. He announces...
Going back to the name, we started the first year Shell's Brewery had Oktoberfest. That was 1985.
Okay.
And we're the Bockfest Boys, and we've had that name ever since, and it's stuck, and it's more or less nice advertising for the brewery.
Yeah, it's a great name. They have a Bock beer or something, don't they?
Sure. Yes,
okay.
They do. They branched out years ago into specialty beers to
yeah.
be productive as a company or whatever.
It's what people like nowadays, flavored beers, all sorts of varieties and so on. Microbreweries are big. And yes. So
yeah. And other musicians are myself and Randy Domeyer on drums.
Okay.
He's all from New Ulm.
Okay.
And these are the three original players. Then we have Steve Moran fill in.
Okay.
He plays with all sorts of bands.
Wendinger is just to mention one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one of the many.
And he plays what, tuba?
Every instrument.
Brass.
He'll play keyboard.
Keyboard, yep.
Mostly valve trombone and
okay.
keyboard at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
How he does that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then we have a local musician that joined us about 3-4 years ago, I believe it's Ross Scalise.
Yes, yes. People around here know Ross very well.
What a player.
You bet. And there again, plays trumpet, trombone, flugelhorn, bass horn, keyboard. He is very talented.
Keyboard. Fascinating.
Yes, we've seen him. He was our connection. He introduced us, you and I, down in New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
That was our connection, yeah.
Then, of course, all bands need a lawyer, so we also have a lawyer.
Oh,
trumpet
you do.
Player.
Uh-huh.
Guitar player. Jeff Bragelman.
Okay.
That we always use that as a punchline in the band. Every band needs a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have the real Burgermeister, the mayor of New Ulm, fill in with us.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Bob Boisman, he plays trumpet.
He does. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you expand sometimes from
three to six. 3 to 7 and 8.
7 and 8. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Whatever's needed, whatever you bet. They call for.
Very good. Very good. Well, we could go on and on,
I know
Smiley.
We could, yes.
This has been very entertaining. I think I told you down in New Ulm, but I usually end the show by asking you for a memorable moment. You've told us several good stories, but do you have one that's special over your years? I mean, sometimes people get awards or things that are special that they want to share with the listeners, or maybe they had a dance job or a gig that they played for the president's inauguration or in Carnegie Hall, or just to give you an idea, maybe they got stuck in a snowstorm.
Well, I remember in 1976, we had to play down in Blue Earth, Minnesota.
Okay.
That was the year of the golden spike in the interstate system.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they completed Interstate 80 from New York to, I believe, San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it was connected at Blue Earth, Minnesota. So they had all the dignitaries down there, and we had to perform for them.
Okay.
That was memorable. Anyway, going way back, one of the things that really stuck in my mind, we had to play in Estherville, Iowa, with that band that I had auditioned with over the radio, over the telephone.
Sure.
And lo and behold, a great snowstorm come up. But we made it to Estherville, and we had to play. And there wasn't enough money in the till to pay the band.
Uh-huh.
So the waitresses went around to the customers with a tip hat to pay the band.
Really?
And
oh.
I was only 15, and I felt so belittled.
Yeah.
Holy cow. But that stuck in my brain.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah.
My, what memories.
Great memories, you bet. You know, and I don't know your experience, but speaking for myself, I've had a wonderful career. Just met so many wonderful people, entertaining. Music is happy music. Polka music is happy music. Just seems like we're all one big family. And
yes.
You
the
get
people
to meet.
We meet.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it feels like you've known them for 50 mm-hmm. years or better, you know? Music has a way of putting people together.
Well, I met you.
Yeah.
So there.
This has worked, you bet. Well, with that, we're going to wrap things up. Smiley, thank you so much for coming up. This has been a real treat. And I always tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again.
Yes, we will.
All right. We will. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon. We're going to come back and feature music by the Bockfest Boys in just a moment. So have a great afternoon. All right. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Zavia and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there and wrapping up our 309th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Smiley Vilcek here from New Ulm, and what a great guest. Boy, fun time here. And right now we're going to feature music by the Bachfest Boys. And, of course, Smiley, the concertina player with the Bachfest Boys. And so I think, and Smiley's still in the studios. Did you guys have a theme song? Do you have a signature song, something that you guys used back in the days? Not Yashur, You Betcha? Homecoming Waltzes. Okay, we're going to save that for the end then. But they do one here. It's one called Yashur, You Betcha, the Bachfest Boys.
Up in Minnesota, we have this little phrase, and we like to use it most each and every day. If it's for when you're happy or when you're feeling blue, but most of all, it will fit most anything you do. It just goes, yeah, sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, 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 sure. Ludafisk and lefse, or sauerkraut and beer. If you're from Minnesota, their taste will make you cheer. They both are so delightful, they'll leave you in a daze. And you can't say much anything except this little phrase. You just say, yeah,
yeah,
sure,
sure,
yeah, betcha. Yeah,
yeah,
sure,
sure,
yeah, betcha. Yeah,
sure,
yeah, betcha. Next door neighbor Olson was mowing in his yard. It was hotter than a pistol. He was working way too hard. I motioned over to him to come and have a beer. He was dry and out of breath, but made it very clear when he said, yeah, sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, sure. Yeah, 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 sure. Over in Wisconsin, the cheese tastes like it should. The Packers play some football, sometimes it's kinda good. They really like to dance there, the polka is the craze. And when a boy asks a girl to dance, you'll hear this phrase. She just says, yeah,
yeah,
sure,
sure,
yeah, betcha. Yeah, yeah,
sure,
sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah,
yeah,
sure,
yeah, betcha.
Yeah, 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 sure. Sometimes we don't have anything that we want to say. We can sit for hours just passing time away. Have a cup of coffee 20 different ways. Till someone breaks the silence with this catchy little phrase. They just say, yeah,
sure,
yeah, betcha.
Sure,
yeah, betcha.
Yeah,
sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, 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 sure. Well, if I should die tomorrow and go to St. Peter's gates, if my work is over and heaven now awaits, if the guy who's standing there should ask me to come in, I would say right away with a little grin, I'd just say, yeah,
yeah,
sure,
sure,
yeah, betcha. Yeah,
yeah,
sure,
sure,
yeah, betcha.
Yeah,
sure, yeah, betcha. Yeah, 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 sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, you betcha. That is the Bachfest boys, and great recording there back in the days. Well, we'll do a nice waltz for you right now. It's one called the Skater's Waltz, the Bachfest boys. Smiley Wilczek on the concertina solo, and Smiley's still in the studios here. And I'm going to pull up the mics here and have Smiley tell his experience on recording that particular selection. Go ahead, Smiley.
Yes,
tell me what you told. Tell the listeners what you told me.
I'm back here. We were recording tunes that afternoon and evening, and just for finger exercises, because if you heard, I'm playing F on one side and lead side and D on the left side. Anyway, just running through that, so I ran through the whole song, just sitting in the corner of the studio, and the guy says, "That's a take. I'm saving it." I never knew he was recording it.
Isn't that
and
something?
And I kept it because I don't think I made too many mistakes.
No.
But he kept it.
Oh, my goodness.
Not
great
even
story.
Though I was being recorded.
And this was at the actual recording
yes,
back then
yes.
when you guys were
mm-hmm.
recording this.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. And strictly by yourself, just concertina alone. There
that
was no
concertina
backup
alone because I was just...
Just warming up.
Just
warming up. Oh, great story. My goodness. We're never going to get out of here today.
No.
Smiley, this is awesome. Well, we're coming up on 12:30, and I'm going to read the ad for one of our first sponsors here in our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is Turco's First Line Casino Tours. Dave Ibertowski and the gang over at Turco, and, well, boy, the exciting times over at Turco. Now, they do all sorts of great trips around this great land of ours. They travel around the state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about Minnesota and beyond. Such casinos as the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, and the list goes on and on. How about the Northern Lights in Walker? Yes, they just concluded their big show up at the Northern Lights, the Polka Fest there. And now they're turning their attention to Arizona, warm and relaxing. And Jerry and Joyce Dance Band is going to travel with you February 5th through the 20th. And boy, a big trip it is. All sorts of perks and incentives on that trip. And yeah, you'll want to make that call and get in on the excitement. Lots and lots of details on that. And for more information, you can give Turco a call. The phone number toll-free is 1-800-868-7261, 1-800-868-7261, and that is going to be the 5th of February through the 20th. So the cost is just $2,550 based on double occupancy. You're sure to have a great time. So check that out with Turco as they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of the Bachfest Boys, and here's another one. It's called Hooray for Smiley. We're going to do that one next.
At the tavern and we're running out of dough. Everybody's watching for somebody that we know. In comes this guy called Smiley, and before he can get out, we raise our glasses way up high. Then we start to shout, hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. Hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. He certainly is a daisy, he drives the girls all crazy. Smiley, he's a real fine guy. Ein, zwei, drei, vier. Who's gonna buy the beer? Hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. At the tavern and we're running out of dough. Everybody's watching for somebody that we know. In comes this guy called Smiley, and before he can get out, we raise our glasses way up high. Then we start to shout, hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. Hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. He certainly is a daisy, he drives the girls all crazy. Hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. Hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy. Hooray for Smiley, he's a real fine guy.
Great song there, and that one's called Hooray for Smiley. Somebody must have wrote that one too, huh, Smiley?
Yes.
There we go. We got you up again.
The original bass player in our band, Chuck Okerman, he has since passed away in about 74, found that tune. I don't know who did it. Maybe Guy Lombardo. He was a Guy Lombardo fan. So later, if he plays the Homecoming Waltz, you'll see we don't quite play it the original way, but we played it the way Guy Lombardo played it.
Oh, really? Wow. Yes, wow. Fascinating. All righty. Well, we're coming up on 25 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. And again, our temperature reading is that I just have to wait and see what flashes on the monitor. We've made it to 40 degrees right now here in central Minnesota. Music continues right now. And this one, a great favorite. It's one called In Heaven There Is No Beer, the Bockfest Boys.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer. Why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
In Heaven There Is No Beer, and that is the Bockfest Boys, taking us to 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Music continues right now with the Bockfest Boys, and this one's called the Dummy Polka, the Bockfest Boys.
I'll take the legs from some old table. I'll take the arms from some old chair. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. And from the horse, well, I'll take the hair. I'll take the hands and face right off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, well, I'll get more loving from that dumb, dumb dummy than I ever got from you. Some old table. I'll take the arms from some old chair. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. And from the horse, well, I'll take the hair. I'll take the hands and face right off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, well, I'll get more loving from that dumb, dumb, dummy than I ever got from you. Well, I'll get more loving from that dumb, dumb, dummy than I ever got from you.
Music by the Bachfest Boys, one called the Dummy Polka, taking us into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And boy, we've been getting some use out of our Hustler these days. Yes, all the leaves coming off the trees. There's probably not a better machine out there to pick up all those leaves, cut the grass, and clean up the yard this time of the year than that Hustler. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has brand new Hustlers on hand. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available for you. Other attachments, baggers, and vac systems, and suspension ride seats, and thatchers are all available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, specialized in the John Deere's back in the beginning, but now can work on pretty much any lawnmower that has a motor on, needs work. So yes, Kevin can change your belts and hoses, lubricants, sharpen your blades, he can do it all for you. Stop in and visit with Kevin or give him a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, 320-363-7459. And Kevin is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Just look for that big yellow and orange sign hanging from that big post right in the ditch there. Nice big yard, nice showroom there to check out those Hustlers. And you'll be happy and satisfied when you do business with Kevin's Countryside. He proudly brings us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More music on the way with the Bachfest Boys. Here's a nice waltz tune, one called The Waltz of the Angels. And Dennis Brown, Whoopi John's grandson, I believe does the vocal on this one.
The Waltz of the Angels, I hear it each time. I hold you so tightly in these arms of mine. It's surely from heaven the music I hear. Way out.
Bachfest Boys with one called The Waltz of the Angels. And again, Dennis Brown there on the vocal. Here's a pretty polka tune. It's one called the Red Raven Polka. Bachfest Boys with one called the Red Raven Polka, taking us into the final portion of our music treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock, and yes, just a couple of trips left on the schedule for 2019, but boy, are they excited about 2020. Lots of great trips to plan for in 2020. So 2019, they're still looking forward to the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour. That's in November. 5 great days in all, November 12th through the 16th. And then in 2020, they're going to be doing a Hawaiian cruise to Waikiki, 2-night stay. That's in March. And then the Northern California Tour in April. Fun time, as always, to see the Washington, D.C. cherry blossoms, Laverne, with Laverne and Kim. And then they're going to be doing a trip to the Deep South, the Carolinas, and Savannah Tour. And that's in September, a year from now. And then Greece, the big international trip to Athens, Santorini, Mykonos. I don't know how to pronounce all of these places, but fully guided, all airfare and transfers included, 9 great days in all. That's in October. And then another fantastic trip is New Orleans, Nashville, and the Memphis Tour. So, lots of anticipation and excitement with Laverne's Travel. Check them out on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com, or give them a call toll-free. It's 1-800-840-9211. Great, great traveling agency, Laverne's Travel, Laverne and Kim. They host these trips, and they'd love to have you join their traveling family. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Nice polka tune, one called The Pretty Dancing Girl, the Bachfest Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Bachfest Boys and one called The Pretty Dancing Girl. Waltz time with one called The Honeybee Waltz.
You're my little honeybee, buzzing round my door. You mean all the world to me, each day I love you more. I'm as happy as can be, that wedding bells could chime, for you.
Bachfest Boys and one called The Honeybee Waltz. And again, Dennis Brown on the vocal. Dennis, the grandson of Whoopi John. Well, we're at 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with one that Smiley mentioned was their theme song that they use as their signature song. And it's one called The Homecoming Waltz.
I'm coming down the road. I'm going back to where I belong. I've come a long, long way. I've traveled night and day, 'cause in my heart there's a lonely song. Another mile or two, and I'll be passing through another field of tall golden corn. And if my memory's true, beneath the skies of blue, I'll see the old house where I was born. And I'll be kissing Ma and hugging Pa and Sis and little brother. And we'll laugh with one another and we'll say, remember when? And then I hear the sound, the happy sound of friends who come to meet me, come along to see and greet me again. I'm coming home, and home I will stay. Again will I go wandering far away. I'm coming home, and home I will stay. Never, no, never again will I.
At the Bachfest Boys with the Homecoming Waltz. Yes, their theme song, signature song. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet, taking us to 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 40 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany.